The Second Afghan War brought honors and promotion to many. But for me, it had nothing but misfortune and disaster. I was shot in the shoulder at the fatal Battle of Maiwand, and, worn with pain and weak from prolonged hardship, I was struck down by enteric fever, the curse of our Indian possessions. For months, my life was despaired of, and when at last I came to myself, I was so weak and emaciated that not a day was lost in sending me back to England. I landed a month later on Portsmouth Jetty, with my health irretrievably ruined. I had neither kith nor kin in England, and was therefore as free as air, or as free as an army pension of 11 shillings and 6 pence a day will permit a man to be. Under such circumstances, I naturally gravitated to London, that great cesspool into which all the idlers and loungers of the empire are irresistibly drained. Thank you. Here.
Thank you, sir.
Watson?
What?
John Watson?
Stamford. Good Lord.
Whatever have you been doing with yourself? You're as thin as a lath and as brown as a nut.
By God, it's good to see you. Let me look at you. Young Stamford. Have you eaten? No, of course you haven't. Come and lunch with me. We'll go to the Holborn. What do you say?
Wounded in action, eh?
Ah, in the shoulder.
And then they sent you home?
No, to the base hospital, the Peshawar. Filthy place. Next to no doctors, never enough supplies. Over 3/4 of the patients come down with typhoid.
You too?
Oh, yeah.
Never rains but it pours, eh?
Oh, what do you know about it? Sitting here at home, safe and snug, it's just a game to you, isn't it? Just a damn game.
Watson?
I'm sorry, Stamford. My nerves are shot to pieces.
It's all right, old man. You've had a hell of a time of it. Anyway, I'm glad I ran into you.
And so am I. I'm afraid I've not been much of a lunch companion.
Not a bit of it.
Oh, what are you doing these days? Is it Dr. Stamford yet?
Afraid not.
You're not still up at Bart's.
The perpetual student, that's me. Damn sight better than working for a living, I tell you. What about you? Still writing? Finished the notorious novel yet?
I haven't so much as glanced at it.
So what are you up to?
Nothing at all, really. I've been leading a meaningless sort of existence.
Where are you living?
An hotel in Strand.
An hotel? But isn't that rather...
rather beyond my means? Yes, it is. So, as from today, I do have an aim in life. I'm looking for new lodgings. Comfortable rooms at a reasonable price.
Well, that's a strange thing.
Well, what's strange about it?
Well, you're the second man today who's used that expression to me.
Really?
Yes. The other chap had found his comfortable rooms all right, but the price was too high for him. He was looking for someone to go halves.
By Jove! Who is he?
Well,
Stamford?
A fellow who's working in the laboratory up at the hospital. You mustn't blame me if you don't get on with him.
Why are you being so cagey about this man? Why shouldn't I get on with him?
You don't know him yet. You might not care for him as a constant companion.
Why? What is there against him?
Oh, I didn't say there was anything against him. He's a little queer in his ideas.
Hmm. What is he? Medical student?
I don't think so. I've no idea what he intends to go in for.
A mystery man, eh?
He's a first-class chemist.
But a little queer in his ideas.
Let's see if he's in here.
At his sexing room? Is that likely?
He was in here yesterday.
Well, he isn't today. Anyway, if he's a chemist, what was he doing in there?
He was beating a cadaver with a cudgel.
Beating a cadaver?
He told me he wanted to find out how far bruises can be produced after death.
Good grief. I hope he confines that sort of thing to the hospital. If I'm going to lodge with anyone, I'd rather prefer them to be the quiet, studious type.
Stamford! I found it! Stamford! I found it! I knew I would!
Dr. Watson? Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
How do you do?
How are you? You've been in Afghanistan, I perceive.
How on earth did you know that?
Never mind. Come and look at this. Come on!